Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly program where we talk about all the great things happening at Band East Medical Center. I'm Lori Foster, your guest, and I want to thank you for making us part of your day. It's April. Listeners, the month of April is upon us. No fooling, I can't believe. I don't know where the month of March went, but it's April and we have things going on. April is actually Occupational Therapy Month and Parkinson's Awareness Month. And we're going to be talking about both of these topics on today's program. But before we do, I have some announcements that I'd like to make on behalf of the hospital. April is also National Donate Life Month, and we actually kicked off the month with a flag raising out here at the hospital last Friday, April 1st, and we have a couple different awareness events planned throughout the month. The importance of organ and eye and tissue donation, I cannot stress it enough. I encourage you to learn more about donation for organ, eye, and tissues and register today if you haven't already to become a donor. Go to www.iowadonornetwork.org. Also, we have our next SALT meeting coming up, actually tomorrow. And SALT is an acronym for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together. Tomorrow's meeting is going to be held at the Webster City Community Theater, and we start things at 9 o'clock with breakfast, and we offer free blood pressure checks. The meeting actually gets underway at 9:30. We have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, and then communities throughout Hamilton County really report on upcoming events and happenings. And then our program will begin after the meeting. And tomorrow's program will be Pat Palmer, the computer guy. And Pat's knowledge of computers really came at the age of 14 in about 1980. He really continues to service around 1,000 customers a year, driving over 30,000 miles and treating customers the way he'd like to be treated. The program he's going to be sharing at the SALT meeting will be talking about scams and how not to be a victim of internet or telephone scams. He's going to be talking about the ins and outs of scams, fake news, and being able to tell fact from fiction both online and over the phone. The SALT meetings are free. They're open to the public. We hold these every other month, and we certainly encourage your attendance. The meetings are held at different locations throughout Hamilton County, and we invite you to join us tomorrow. Again, that's Thursday, April 7th at the Webster City Community Theater, beginning at 9 o'clock. I also want to mention once again that our visiting specialist and ophthalmologist, Dr. Scallon, is retiring after seeing patients for nearly 31 years at our hospital. We are doing a card shower in his honor. You can certainly drop cards off or send those cards to the hospital in care of Dr. Scallon, and we will be collecting cards through the end of this week, Friday, April 8th. Dr. Steven Anderson with Wolf Eye Clinic will begin seeing patients here at Band East Medical Center beginning in May on May 4th. And then lastly, I do want to mention once again, excellent opportunity for scholarship. We have, for those that are interested in pursuing a career in healthcare, the Auxiliary is offering three $1,000 scholarships. The application and all the information can be found online. Go to our website at www.vandeastmc.org, and the deadline for this scholarship is April 15th. And with that, I think we're going to dive into our program. As I mentioned, to start off, we are going to be talking about occupational therapy services that are available at Band East Medical Center, including lymphedema therapy services. In addition, it is Parkinson's Awareness Month, so we're going to be talking about a successful treatment option for patients with Parkinson's disease and really highlighting the rehabilitative services that support Parkinson's disease, and then those services that really support all of our patients in their daily living. And joining us this morning, I am very pleased to welcome and introduce occupational therapist Sarah Zorn and Diana Raska with 21st Century Rehab. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. Sarah, I'm going to get started with you. And I'd like you both, you know, certainly chime in when we're talking about occupational therapy. But if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in your role, and what you do as an occupational therapist here at Mandy's Medical Center.
Well, I am from Webster City, and I've been a therapist for 24 years. And most of those years have been here at Vandy's Medical Center. As an occupational therapist, my job is to help people become as independent as possible. And we see lots of different patients, lots of different diagnoses. We can just help lots of different people do whatever they're having trouble with. And overall, our goal is to help people become more independent.
Definitely. It is about improving quality of life for our patients. So although we're going to be highlighting some specialty services, I really do want our listeners to understand your role as occupational therapist and how you do support patients. Sarah, in meeting and working with lots of patients, as you mentioned, maybe talk about what those demographics look like for those patients. What ages are you working with? What types of issues or health conditions do those patients experience as you help them?
So being in rural Iowa, we really see a variety of ages and all types of problems. You know, people can be specialized in pediatrics. We see a lot of the inpatients, we see outpatients, and we do home health here at the hospital. When we go down to the floor to see inpatients, you know, they have all kinds of things going on. Pneumonia is pretty popular. We saw all the COVID patients, lots of falls, just really anything that has made them become less independent or less, you know, they're weak. They just need some help improving so that they can return home.
Really about like a disruption that happens in someone's life that maybe just sets them back a little bit and they're not quite themselves and just maybe need some help. And we don't even think about some of the simple things that we all take for granted, but that when you experience either a severe illness or maybe it's an accident, maybe there's just challenges that you cannot resume without a little help and support. And I think a lot of times that's where occupational therapists come in.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a simple fix to help people, rearrange their kitchen or their living room so that it's easy, so that they're not tripping over rugs even. We like to tell people to pick up their rugs. Just simple things like that that some people just don't think about when they're home. Lots of people are home alone, so they just need a little extra education.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's perfect as we go in kind of to the next question, talking about education and even looking at, you know, a living space of a person and how we can remove some of those hazards or risks. I know it's hard to really encompass here in a program all the different things that you do in working with patients day in and day out, but maybe if you could talk about some of the types of therapy and interventions that you do provide for different conditions for patients.
When we see our outpatients, they come in for lots of different reasons. Fractures, trauma, sometimes it's repetitive injuries like carpal tunnel or tennis elbow. So really our goal is we want to know what they need to do. You know, do they need to get back to work? Do they need to be able to dress themselves? Whatever they need to do is what we need to work on. And we can do lots of different things to get to that goal. We look at edema and we look at their scars and their range of motion, their strength, and we really focus on their function. We want to make sure that they can get back to doing those things mm-hmm. they need to do.
And everybody's goal is different, like you say, depending on what they've experienced, taking into account all of those different factors of where they currently are in their condition that they're experiencing, it does look different. Or for each and every patient, I'm sure. Well, I definitely want to take some time also to talk about one of your specialties. Let's talk about your lymphedema therapy services. So you are certified as a lymphedema therapist. And this is just awesome to be talking about. I know firsthand the benefit that you have provided to patients. And I want people to know and be aware that this is available here. So let's talk about exactly what that entails and what this therapy is used for.
So lymphedema is very complicated, and you can have it for many different reasons, but it truly is a chronic swelling, and you can have it in your legs, your arms, your face, wherever. Most of the people I see have lymphedema of lower extremities. I see lots of upper extremities after mastectomies, and then I've seen some head and neck after cancer. So what we do is we try to get rid of that fluid, and then we try to maintain it with usually compression. And the big thing is when you have lymphedemas, you need to be compliant, because if you're not compliant, it'll come back, and you know, you're going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to be able to walk as well as you used to. And when you have lymphedema, there's lots of problems that can occur with that. You can get wounds that don't heal. Just lots of things. Your skin changes. And then it starts building up, and like I said, your clothes don't fit. You can't move as well. So there's just lots of things that come along when you have chronic swelling. And we can help you out. We can't get rid of it, but we can definitely manage it.
Maybe even talk about some of the benefits that patients hear have seen with this therapy, with your services, because I know there have been some success stories. So if you would, maybe just touch upon that a little bit.
I think the big thing is people come in after they've let it go for a long time. So they might have a wound that just doesn't heal, and their legs might be swollen. So by the time they come in to see me, they got this wound, they got, you know, their socks are wet from the wound. They just are not doing well. So when we can get rid of that fluid, those wounds will heal, and then they can go on about their life. So it's, people just should not ignore it. They should come in right away.
Absolutely. That is great advice, Sarah. And I cannot sing Sarah's praises enough. I had a family member, And I know that I can share this, that had some swelling and was actually referred to Sarah for lymphedema therapy, was unaware that it even existed here or that it was something that he needed. And Sarah did an outstanding job in just working with, you know, and it was a wound, and the swelling just wouldn't go down. And it was amazing to finally see after really a couple of months the difference that it made with the lymphedema therapy that Sarah provided. And I just want to thank you, Sarah. And I know he thanks you as well. You did a terrific job. And again, this is one of the reasons we talk about the services that are available on this program, just to make people aware. For a lot of people, until you need the service, you don't go looking for it. You don't realize it's here. But these are reminders that this is a specialty service that's available right here at Van Deese Medical Center. And we're very fortunate that you are certified in that. So thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And hopefully, the main reason why he was successful is he was compliant. And hopefully he's walking on those beaches.
He definitely is. And it's because you stayed on him that he was compliant and, actually saw the benefit and is doing very well. So thank you. Yes.
Yep.
Now, welcome. Diana, I certainly want to include you in today's program as well. You are an occupational therapist too. So maybe if you would also do the same, tell us about yourself, how long you've been with 21st Century, and is there anything else that you wish to add about your role as an occupational therapist?
Okay, I have been with 21st Century and also an occupational therapist for 6 years. I did some of my clinical work with 21st here in Webster City and Nevada, and came on as an employee of theirs. Just really enjoy the atmosphere and the clients that we see here within 21st and also Webster City. Like Sarah said, we see a variety of patients. We see people in the hospital, home health, outpatient. And I guess the biggest thing that I would like to emphasize with occupational therapy is we're more than hands. So when I feel like I'm still fresh, you know, with this occupation. And when I first got out and I'm telling people, okay, what am I doing now? You know, when they're like, where do you work? What do you do? Occupational therapist. I even had a physician assistant say to me, oh, you work with hands. And I'm like, we do. Plus we do all kinds of other stuff. So that's the biggest thing I think I want to emphasize to people listening today. Sarah mentioned a lot of diagnoses. We are so much more than hands. We see the whole person. We work with function. And we are also more than a reacher. We help people with adaptive equipment for getting dressed, but we're going to work on getting their function back first, and maybe that's working on lower extremity range of motion to get dressed. And then we'll bring in those tools to help them improve their dressing if they can't do it physically. So, yeah, we just do so much more. So going with that, the skilled therapy here, we work with patients to recover, to hopefully get back home or to that next step in the transition. And then with the continuum of care, we see people that sometimes might be here in the hospital, in their homes. And then when they're done with their home health, we see them a lot in the clinic for outpatient. So that's the benefits, I think, of, you know, having that care here, is that you get that full circle. And you're familiar with your therapist, we're familiar with you. And yeah, it's good to see that progress too.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad, Diana, that you highlighted that continuity of care, because, you know, we use that term and sometimes people don't quite understand, but you explained it very well in that, you know, you may see a patient in the inpatient part of our hospital, maybe for skilled care, and then they do transition home and you're still, you know, working with them in their home setting, and then you're seeing them back, you know, as an outpatient coming into the actual rehabilitative services department. And so it's continuing to provide that care no matter which setting they're in and helping them to, again, achieve those goals. So excellent, and I'm certainly glad that you brought up that point. As I mentioned, you know, we want to highlight that it is Occupational Therapy Month, and it's also Parkinson's Awareness Month. And let's bring this topic into our conversation, because we're going to be talking about how therapy is really supporting people with this disease. Maybe let's just mention some of the issues that people do experience with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, definitely. So some symptoms that people may have that slowly develop over the years, and it also varies from person to person. So just because somebody might have this symptom doesn't necessarily mean you have Parkinson's or vice versa. But symptoms that occur would be like a tremor, which is more like a pill rolling tremor in the hand when it's at rest, slower movement, muscle stiffness, impaired posture, balance, or gait, kind of have a stooped posture, decreased arm swing when you're walking. You may speak more softly or quickly and be more monotone. Also, your writing changes. It can be like smaller handwriting.
Kind of some smaller movements there.
Yeah, just kind of think like small and slow is a lot of it.
And I know as people are listening and hearing some of those symptoms that you described, you know, in our minds we can be thinking, oh, well, I'm getting older and I do feel some of that. But like you said, just because you have one or some of these symptoms does not necessarily equate or mean that.
Correct. Yeah.
You have Parkinson's. Yeah. So it's probably seeing very significant changes in regards to those
symptoms. Yeah, and it's a combination of it, you know, and then if you kind of see those symptoms, definitely talk to your primary, you know, doctor about that. And also, you know, if they had concerns, they would direct you to a neurologist and just continuing that plan, because there are numerous, you know, tests that they kind of go through. It's, you know, symptomology, it's They treat with like medication and sometimes determine if your symptoms improve with that medication. No, so there's, yeah, definitely a thing to do, but just keep, you know, keeping in tune with those things.
Absolutely. Just knowing your body. And as you mentioned, Diana, there are medications that are available. There are other interventions that we know have been proven to be effective with some of those symptoms. And although there is no cure for Parkinson's, we're going to be talking about some of the rehabilitative therapy that can improve quality of life. So what can you tell us about some of your experience in this area?
Yeah, well, regular exercise definitely has been found to improve symptoms. So that's always a good place to start at any stage of the disease. The sooner the better, but don't ever think it's too late. There's been a study done, the Parkinson's Outcome Project, showed that people who started exercising earlier in their diagnosis, a minimum of 2.5 hours per week, experienced a slower decline in the quality of life compared to those who started later. So yeah, just, you know, moving plus exercise, medication. Sometimes when I say exercise, people are like, oh, so I'm kind of changing it up to moving. So movement and medication.
I'm glad you did, because that's what I was just going to say. It's all about getting out there and moving, yeah. People, you know, 2.5 hours a week, that's 30 minutes, yeah, a day.
I feel like we all should be doing that anyway.
We should be. So if you're sitting still, get up and move. Yes. That's what we need you to do. Diana, I do want to talk about a specific certification that you have as well. And it is a treatment and approach for those that do suffer from Parkinson's. Tell us about the certification and what that entails, if you would.
Yeah, so I have a certification. It's LSVT Big Certified. In addition to Lori, she's a physical therapist here at the hospital. So it's an evidence-based program that's worldwide. It's LSVT Global is the website. If people would like to learn more about it, they have videos posted. They also have videos on YouTube as well, but just to learn more. And it's a great program. We started it a couple years ago, and we've seen great success with it. So, and only certified physical and occupational therapist. That's who it's available for. And their students, they have a certification for them as well. But it's that. And then we're in collaboration with your whole medical team. So with your doctors, you know, neurologists, everybody. It's just a mix. So
really a team approach with that. Maybe talk a little bit about some of the components of that program, exercises that you do in working with patients, and really the results that people have seen, because it has been significant.
Yeah. So our program is it's a 4-week minimum, 4 consecutive days a week program. So it's pretty intense, and it's for an hour each day. And we focus on some core exercises, and then also functional component tasks. So we really tune into what you're having troubles with as an individual, and we program it to fit your needs. And also we get family members involved. Sometimes people have a spouse that will help them with the exercises. And we just, yeah, it's just very individualized, even though it is structured, you know, with the basic exercises, and we grade them. So like I said, you know, wherever you are in your diagnosis, we can adapt those exercises. We can do them seated, standing. There's also been some that you can do if, you know, if you're more bedridden, you know, we can teach caregivers how to do them that way as well. So lots of great ways to do that.
Mm-hmm. And in going back to some of those symptoms that you talked about, so this program, depending on which symptoms you're experiencing, makes those, whether it's movement, it makes the movements bigger. Maybe if it's your voice, it makes your voice louder. You mentioned even smaller writing. It's about making all of that bigger.
Yeah, because people who have Parkinson's, you know, we talked about before, think smaller, move slower. So we train you to think bigger, recalibrating that system so that bigness feels normal again. Because you're feeling normal with those small movements, but we want to change that. And yeah, and it's amazing because we do video the first day you come to seeing how you walk and, you know, your gait speed, your stride length, arm swing. And then we also video at the end, and it's amazing the results that people see. And then also just, you know, family members, friends, what they see too and the improvement. So, but like Sarah said, you know, with her lymphedema patients as well, it's also about being compliant. You know, the therapy, the evidence-based program is based on someone doing the exercises per the protocol. So your results are going to be, you know, as the studies show, if you are compliant with the program, and then continue afterwards. So, yeah.
Put your effort in, and that's right. And that's what this terrific team at 21st Century does with all of their patients. As I see patients come in and out, talk with them, they'll tell me, oh my gosh, they worked me so hard, but they know it's making the difference. And I mean, it is about that compliance and putting the effort in. And this is a program where patients are working with physical therapists, with occupational therapists, speech therapists. I mean, the components are there. And then, as Diana mentioned, working with those caregivers and family members, that support group, everybody is really working to help the patient out.
And, you know, we will contact you, you know, let's see, the program is 4 weeks minimum. If we feel like you need a little more, we, you know, we'll schedule that according to your needs. But then we will follow up with you about every 6 months. To see, hey, how are you doing? You know, do you feel like you need to come back in for a couple more weeks? You know, are you staying up with the exercises? And so we're with you in the whole progression of it. So
throughout, mm-hmm. That is terrific. And I know that we all know the past couple of years is our lives have been different and they've been changed. But coming out of the pandemic a little bit, we're looking to begin a support group for these patients. Mm-hmm. Here at Van Deese Medical Center. And although we're still working on some of those final details, what can you tell us about the program, what we're looking to do?
So with the program, it's going to be for people who complete the program. So it will be for LSVT big graduates, a support group that we will review exercises if anyone has concerns, kind of go over that. Some caregiver support will be provided, and also just conversation between individuals that have been through the program, just giving them an opportunity to talk about their symptoms, what they experience, and just, you know, it's going to just be an extension for that lifelong support. And we're hoping to do it about once a month. So
perfect. Well, we will have more details to share once we do finalize that support group, that program. But like you said, Diana, so often the importance is in those connections that people have and how they're doing and being able to relate to other people that are experiencing what they're experiencing. So I think it's going to be a terrific opportunity, and I love that we're looking to offer this to patients.
Yeah. And, you know, I would just say, too, in the meantime, especially since it is Parkinson's Awareness Month, if you know a family member who has Parkinson's or a friend, just to reach out to them. Because even, I kind of get teary even just talking about this, but even some of our patients, they feel so alone. And so some of that, like the occupational therapy part of it, like I say, we treat so much more than just hands. We look at that social connection, the participation. So just reaching out, even if it's a phone call, it's going to be nice days. Movement's important. Maybe go for a walk, just something like that, just to support them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I love that we're going to be able to offer that component to our patients. Ladies, I know we're looking to finish up the program. Lastly, any additional information that either of you would like to share about the services that are available through 21st Century at Van Deese Medical Center?
I would just say, you know, you mentioned speech. So speech therapy, Kelsey, she is wonderful. She has a great program. It's called Speak Out for people with Parkinson's. So definitely we refer people to her as well and recommend her, even if it's just, you know, to get a baseline. But it's great to see her and to just get additional education.
Wonderful. Well, Diana, Sarah, thank you both so much for all you do for our patients here at Van Deese Medical Center. The team with 21st Century is outstanding, and I am so thrilled they are here at Van Deese Medical Center If you have any questions about the information that we talked about today or wish to reach out to one of the therapists, you can call the Rehabilitative Services Department at 515-832-7735. Again, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Lori.
All right, and that will do it for this week's edition of Focus on Health with Van Deese Medical Center, where our